You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We have been spending a ton of time today talking about the Nolan Arenado trade, and rightfully so. We've not spent as much time talking about the return because it's a guy that is somebody the Cardinals fans may not see for a little while, although he is a college guy being drafted last year. Let's find out a little bit more about him. We're very happy to welcome onto the show. He is the AAA broadcaster for the Cardinals with Memphis, but he also does a lot of work with Arizona State Athletics, which is where Jack Martinez went to school. And Alex Coyle joins us right now. Alex, thanks for taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me out here in Tempe right now. And then once I saw the news, I'm like, okay, two worlds colliding there. And got to see a lot of Jack last season and excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, so give kind of the basic scouting report on what Cardinals fans can expect from a guy who is not considered a high-level prospect, but obviously the Cardinals thought enough of him to go out and acquire him.
Yeah, look, it's a guy that has taken the long road. Started out with D3 ball, spent a handful of seasons at that level, then mid-major D1, ultimately last season with Arizona State. But he's a big-time strikeout guy, mid-90s with a fastball that can touch 97, a changeup that flirted with a 50% whiff rate for the majority of last season. A guy that, look, again, strikeout-wise, had one of the top 10 seasons in Arizona State history with the strikeout rate. Like, I think the biggest question, though, is he going to start at the pro levels, or is he going to be more of a reliever? An interesting delivery that could really make that wipeout slider more dominant out of the bullpen, but you never know with his development and what he could bring.
I know it's not always numbers that translate to the next level. It's abilities that are then refined. But generally speaking, if you see a guy playing at the collegiate level who's going to strike out 110 in 77 and a third innings pitch, which is what he did last year at Arizona State, what does that generally look like when it's being projected to the next level?
Well, I think, you know, you can look at numbers and trends to tell the story on what you can do to project. And I think the biggest thing that stood out for me looking back at his track record and everything today when they announced the trade was, look, he more than doubled his strikeout output from his season at Louisiana Lafayette to what he did at Arizona State while only walking four more guys. He did so in 32 more innings pitched. So he completely fixed his struggles with command. He became a lot more consistent. Strikeout to walk ratio of 333 after a season where it was 1.72. he was really reliable, and that was part of the challenge of what, you know, with his coaching staff that has a great track record, and Willie Bloomquist at the head coaching position, and Jeremy Accardo, who actually spent a handful of years as the AAA pitching coach for the Brewers and developed a lot of their talent. They did a lot of work with him to being consistent in the strike zone, which allows his stuff. He was top 10 in strike zone rate with his changeup last season, which allowed him to have that 50% whiff rate. That's how good the changeup can be. So the development started to work there and can only be expedited in the professional ranks now in the Cardinals system.
What was your reaction when you saw it and being familiar with them, when you saw the Arenado trade come down earlier today and you saw his name being connected to it? What was that first reaction from you?
Well, you know, first was like, you know, trying to figure out all of the things of what went into that trade and how long that trade had been coming for the fans in St. Louis and everything back on that. But then you also add in the idea that this guy can be something really good and could be fast-tracked with this stuff if they want to see something in relief. If they want him to start, it's going to be a longer process. There's going to be more seasoning and tinkering with the delivery to make it repeatable over 5, 6, 7 innings that you can get out of him. But something that has a very, very high floor with the possibility of with his changeup and the development of his fourth secondary, his fourth offering being the big looping curveball, to be something that can be pretty dominant, right? It's not going to be anybody that's going to be in the top 30 right out of the gate. It's not going to be somebody that's you know, you're like, oh, this could be a blue chip prospect, but someone that can surprise some people with stuff and one of those stereotypical guys out of college that you might see in the big leagues any year if they want to see him out of the bullpen. But it all depends on how he tracks and a good kid to do it that has a really good background, some really good family history on his dad's side in Louisiana and growing up through, you know, all of the things that made him the human that he is, fighting through Division III. He's been unsung for the majority of his life, and so he's a guy that's going to work hard for it.
Last thing for you, I want to take a bit of a left turn here before we let you go, but and I don't know if you've heard Chaim Bloom say this, so I'll tell you that he has said this. He's made it very clear that he views AAA as a very important part of development for players, and he feels like mastering AAA is something that is a box that needs to be checked. And bluntly, we're living in a period right now where a lot of organizations don't feel that way. It's about, you know, if it's a prospect, it's have them spend as little time at AAA as possible and get them to the big leagues. How do you feel about the fact that there's a guy now running the baseball operations for the Cardinals who, and I don't really know how John Mozeliak felt about it, but clearly Chaim Bloom has a lot of value of the development that occurs at the AAA level.
Well, look, I think depending on how you structure your organization, it means like if you value AAA a lot, not only are you going to send guys that you want and expect to make an impact at the next level, but also the staff that you send and the resources that you put at the AAA level to continue to be the finishing school of your prospect system to see them at the major league level. And look, there are so many arms, and I think from a hitting perspective, that is the biggest thing. There are so many arms, the stuff and what you hear from them, the difference between going from AA to AAA is, look, AA arms can throw a million. They can have some really good stuff, but the AAA guys know where it's going. They're a lot more refined. Plus, you have some of those veteran guys that have been at the major league level that are looking for a second chance or coming back over from Japan or Korea that, you know how to pitch to people, know how to pitch to you. So learning the game through that, it's exciting. I think, you know, in Memphis, we've seen some great prospects anyway. But I think, you know, to use that as a finishing school and maybe see a couple guys a little bit longer is going to be really fun for the fans there.
He is Alex Coyle. He is the voice of the Memphis Redbirds. He also spends a lot of time with Arizona State Athletics, working with Arizona State Hockey and some other things. You can follow him on Twitter at Alex_Coil. Alex, thank you so much for the time. Hopefully our paths cross in the not-too-distant future, but appreciate you taking some time and giving us some insight on the newest member of the Cardinals organization.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, and have a good rest of the offseason. A lot more exciting stuff to come, for sure.
There absolutely is. That's Alex Coyle. We'll take a break. We've got more coming up. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. We're back at it on KMOX. Appreciation to Alex Coyle for joining us and telling us a little bit about Jack Martinez, who the Cardinals have gone back for Nolan Arenado. What a day it has been. All right, so here's what we've got. We've got about 43 minutes left in the show. We are going to spend these 43 minutes kind of doing two things. We'll continue to be open to you. Phone calls, text messages, tweets, video chats. If you want to call or text, the phone number is 314-436-7900. We had some people who were on hold earlier in the final segment of the last hour, and they dropped off. If they want to call back in, or if you want to call back in and share your thoughts on everything that's gone down today, we welcome your phone calls. We're also going to go back through what Chaim Bloom had to say, because Bloom did meet with us. It was about 4:30 today, so he met with us shortly before Rush Hour Sports got started, and we'll share with you some of what he had to say. So we'll jump between. If Chaim says something that you want to address, give us a call, and you can do just that. Let's start, though, just to set the tone here. This was Bloom's opening remarks as he started his conversation with us about the moves that were made today.
You know, first off, as we announced earlier today, we've traded Nolan Arenado and cash considerations to the Arizona Diamondbacks for right-handed pitching prospect Jack Martinez. Just want to take a minute to thank Nolan, his family, and wish them all well. You know, we got to have here in St. Louis for a half a decade and to appreciate, you know, one of the best that's ever done what he does, in the field and at the plate. He gave our amazing fan base so many wonderful things to appreciate over that time on both sides of the ball. He's someone who really appreciates, this town as a baseball town at its best, who is a relentless competitor and someone who really wants to win. And we're appreciative of him as an organization. I personally appreciate a lot of the communication and getting to know him over the past couple years. We believe, as I've said all offseason, that this is something that is the right fit for us and the right fit for him at this point to move on and part ways. But nonetheless, we're all really appreciative of everything that he did here, and we wish him well. And before taking your questions, I also will go a little old school here and just make an announcement that we'll follow this up with a press release confirming reports that are out there that we've signed right-handed reliever Ryan Stanek to a one-year major league contract with a club option for 2027. I'm very excited to add Ryan to our bullpen. I've talked a lot this offseason about having, you know, not just talent down there, but also some been there, done that, someone who has the experience under their belt to be able to help out a younger bullpen, and the willingness to do so and the ability to connect with a lot of different types of people. I think Ryan brings all that, and we're also very excited about what we expect that he'll be able to do for us between the lines as well.
So there was a general rundown from Chaim Bloom on what he was thinking about the Arenado trade and what Arenado has meant to the Cardinals, while also making the announcement on Stanek. I don't think I addressed the question during the show yesterday, but somebody did either text or tweet in asking, hey, what's the delay on Stanek? Well, we didn't know it at the time, but they probably had a pretty good idea that this was coming down the pike. Now, if the Arenado deal would not have crossed the finish line and they signed Stanek and they would have had to move on from somebody else from the 40-man roster, I'm sure they were prepared to do that. But it works out well that they were able to at least hold off on Stanek long enough to get this deal done. And we've talked about that previously or earlier this offseason when they made a signing and there was a bit of a delay. Was that the May signing where it felt like maybe they were trying to work something else to open up a spot on the 40-man roster? That didn't happen. But I do think that that's got to be at least in the, at least part of the thought process when you're going through these things and you have a full 40-man roster. So the Cardinals were in this exact same situation last year in attempting to trade Arenado. It was close. They almost got him traded to the Houston Astros. That did not happen. And now they were back in the same spot this year. Well, even though Bloom was not the decision maker last year, he was still involved in the organization. And he did comment a bit on how it was different last offseason to this offseason in these Arenado trade talks.
It's hard for me to speak to that well. I don't really want to just because I was in a very different seat. You know, I know talking to Nolan coming into this offseason, I think was a bit more flexible in his own mind about where he was willing to go and on what circumstances, and that played out as we discussed it. But it's hard for me to compare. I just wasn't in the same seat last year. So I don't want to jump to conclusions. It'd probably be something that he could speak to better. But going into the offseason, he was very clear-eyed, about the situation he was in and about the type of year he was coming off of and what that might mean, and also the types of things that he was open to at this point in his career.
And coming back around, comparing last year to this year, because the Cardinals are sending significant money. They are essentially eating, $26 million, and then another $5 million beyond that in deferred money. So when all is said and done, it's going to be $31 million that the Cardinals end up picking up they're paying Nolan Arenado $31 million not to play for the Cardinals. You can also look at it as they're paying $11 million less to get the opportunity to move forward with some other pieces. Like, it's all semantics and how you want to put it, but they are sending money and a significant amount of money with Arenado. The reports were, and sports producer extraordinaire Kyle Sixto to look this up for me, which I appreciate. The reports were last year that the Cardinals were willing to send somewhere between $15 and $20 million with Arenado. So if they would have gotten that deal done with the Astros last year, they probably would have been paying somewhere between 15 and 20. And you have to remember that was prior to last year. So there were 3 years left on the contract for Arenado at that point. Well, depending on how you want to look at it, they're sending between $26 and $31 million this year for 2 years. So they're sending a lot more money, and people can be kind of sarcastic about it and say, they're spending all this money for him not to play for the Cardinals. There's also, who we're not hearing from? We're not hearing from the DeWitt family as cheap people today. Those people aren't showing up. Those people aren't popping into the text, because outside of that Mets year with Scherzer and Verlander, when they tried to move on from those guys and eat all of that money, we have not seen a major league organization eat as much money as the Cardinals are eating right now between Arenado, Gray, and Contreras. And with Gray and Contreras is a little bit different, because they sent more money as a way to get better prospects back. They were essentially buying prospects from the Red Sox in the way that they did that. On paper, it goes down as you're eating some of the contract. They weren't really eating the contract. They were buying prospects. But with this one, you're eating a contract. I think Kevin Wheeler and I would actually disagree a little bit. We talked about this in Rush Hour Sports, because Kevin has the feeling that if there was a possibility where the Cardinals may have sent less money and they would have gotten a lesser prospect. I don't know. This is the prospect they got back, and I'm not trying to denigrate him. He's somebody who could pan out for this organization for sure, but this is not some super high-level prospect that you're going to go pay for the way the Cardinals did with the Red Sox on the other two moves. But no matter how you want to view it, there has been a significant amount of money that is spent, an organization that has been somewhat averse to sending money and lots of money in deals. It's happening right now. So let's at least take note of that. If you are in the camp of the DeWitts are cheap and they're not willing to do that, well, remember that. Now, if you are in that camp, you can also say, well, they got out from $11 million. So that it is still at the end of the day, it's still a cost savings for them. And that's not wrong either. So, but I think the bigger number is the money that is being sent back. This question was asked. I thought this was interesting, because there's been a rumor here and a rumor there about who the Cardinals might be connected to for Arenado. And again, he had full no trade protection, so it had to be somewhat collaborative on who Bloom talked to and how far he would get down the line with conversations before making sure that Arenado was going to be okay with a deal getting done. But this was Bloom's response. I thought it was interesting on whether or not this was the first deal this offseason that was presented to Arenado.
There's some things about the whole process leading up to this that one, either way, I just wouldn't get into. I don't think that's you know, fair to get into all that. But what I would say is dating back to September when we talked that last weekend of the season in Chicago, there was ongoing communication and, you know, enough of a really good, you know, ongoing conversation that, you know, we were able to get to this. And it became clear as we were approaching this that this is something that he was going to be interested in. And, you know, that, you know, if and when we got it over the line, that it would be something that he would want to do.
Bloom also talked through the timeline because this kind of came out of nowhere. All of a sudden, like this afternoon, all of a sudden, Katie Wu and Jeff Passan, Mark Feinsand, few other people, they all of a sudden started tweeting, hey, Arenado to the Diamondbacks might be a thing. And like 15 minutes later, it's done. Bob Nightingale, I think, was the first one with the numbers on it. And I know that Bob is really connected to the Diamondbacks organization. I believe he lives in the Phoenix area. And more often than not, if something's going on with the Diamondbacks, there's a good chance that Bob's going to know. That's one of the teams that he is most connected to. And he did have the money details shortly after. But this happened fast. There was earlier in the offseason, there'd been some rumblings about the Diamondbacks having some interest in Arenado, but that had kind of died down. And really, the recent narrative had been that the market is moving slow. I think it was John Heyman, not even a week ago, who talked about that and said the market is moving slow. And it wasn't that long ago that Buster Olney threw out there once again that, you know, the Cardinals might just have to release Arenado, which Bloom had said over and over and over they were never, ever, 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 ever going to do. So I don't know why that kept getting thrown out there, but this was not something that percolated for a while. It popped very quickly, and this was kind of how Bloom assessed the timeline of what went down.
Yeah, there's some things I could share about that. Like I said, as far as concerns and conversations I had with Nolan, those were ongoing all the way dating back to the fall. You know, just knowing the situation, obviously it was not a secret. I don't think it was a secret within the industry even before I stepped into this seat. And, you know, I wanted, as I try to be always, to be very open and honest about the situation. And so, you know, did not make any secret of the fact that we were looking for a match in a trade and that was something that fit Nolan as well. So, you know, certainly that was reflected in the conversations that I and other members of our front office had with other clubs. You know, all that being said, this particular scenario really picked up a lot of steam relatively quickly and only in recent days. We had conversations here and there, you know, with Arizona about this at points to where you knew he was on their board, so to speak, to some level, but it didn't really escalate until very, very recently.
That is Chaim Bloom speaking earlier today. He said a lot more. We're going to continue to go through it. Also, we could take your comments. In fact, we got a text message from Cards fan in Cincinnati that says, it's amazing how so many vocal fans are unable or unwilling to understand that the Cardinals are in a rebuild mode and why it has become necessary. The development program is changing. We need to give it time before judging whether it is a success. And I tend to agree with that. Maybe I go overboard on the foregone conclusion that this is going to be really, really successful. That's what I believe. I'm not being disingenuous with you when I say it, but I'm also smart enough to know that I have watched rebuild attempts across Major League Baseball trying to be conducted by very smart people, and they've just failed. So I'm not naive to say that can't happen, but I believe in what the Cardinals are doing, and I think opening up some space here for some other opportunities is something that's going to help this team. Unfortunately, like, we have all these arguments, right? Like, there's not going to be a resolution for years. That's where we're at right now. So we can sit here at 7:31 p.m. on Tuesday, January 13th in 2026 and argue till we're blue in the face on either side of this thing. But then we just have to sit back and wait for years. And with all due respect to the Aces fan 2222 and the Deadly St. Louis and folks like that who are on our chat, I don't know if at 7:32 p.m. on January 13th of 2028 and 2029, you're going to be sitting in the same YouTube chat watching this same show where we can reconvene on what I believed and what you believed and who was right and who was wrong and the different twists and turns that that came upon during the 2 years. I'd love for that to happen. I hope I'm doing this. I hope everybody is still there, more people, but it is something where we might not be able to completely talk back through this thing, no matter what our opinion was, once there's some resolution. All right, more from Heim Bloom coming up in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Back at it on KMOX. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line. We are kind of switching between playing back some of what Heim Bloom had to say earlier today during his Zoom call with the media, and also continuing to talk with you and get your thoughts on everything going on with the Cardinals as they do trade Nolan Arenado away today. Let's go back to the phones. John has given us a call. Hey, John, you're on Sports Open Line.
Yeah, I just had a question about Gorman. I wondered if, we've kind of suspected this is going to happen. Would they tell Gorman to go home and practice your defense? You're the third baseman. It's yours to lose. Or do you think they look at it differently? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's given the first opportunity. There's a bit of an assumption here that they are going to trade Brendan Donovan. If they don't trade Donovan, it gets very complicated at that point because You're probably looking at Weatherholt more at third base and Donovan at second. But the other side of that is Lars Nootbaar may not be healthy at the start of the season, and I don't think they're going to hand anything to Jordan Walker. He'll be given every opportunity to win a job, but it's not guaranteed. So all of a sudden, if you don't have Nootbaar and Walker's not an everyday guy, that might force an Alec Burleson or a Brendan Donovan back to the outfield, opening up spots, time either at first base or second base for Gorman. So first, if Donovan's gone, I think the answer to your question is yes, with the caveat of there has to be some performance. Last year, it felt like the runway, it wasn't unlimited, but it was close to it. There were going to be guys who were just going to be in the lineup and playing like their performance didn't matter. And this year, I don't think it's going to be like that. Not something where if Nolan Gorman has a 3-for-40 week, he's going to be taken out of the lineup, but something where if you go for a month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, and you're hitting 172 and you're striking out twice a game, I think at some point the opportunities go away. But yes, that's a long answer to a short question. The short answer to the short question is I think Donovan's probably going to be moved, and I think the everyday third baseman will be Gorman and the everyday second baseman will be J.J. Weatherholt. Obviously, those things can change. Appreciate the phone call. 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. We've spent a lot of time talking about the money that the Cardinals are sending with Arenado. $26 million kind of right away or within the life of the contract. There's some more deferred money that they'll be on the hook on. So at the end of the day, it's going to be about $31 that they end up paying Arenado to play for somewhere other than the Cardinals over the next couple seasons. And Bloom did address the financial side of this deal.
The situation and all aspects of the situation, and there's no hard feelings about it. I think it's just where everybody was. To us, Entenol, and the situation just was really pointed towards a fresh start, for him and just, you know, moving forward for us. So knowing that was the best outcome, you obviously then had to factor in different things around potential trades, the financial parameters, et cetera, the return. There obviously recognizing there's a lot of different things that go into play. When you have a situation like this, where Nolan is also a party at the table, with full control over where he goes, you're really just looking for the match first and foremost. At the same time, my job is obviously to represent the interests of the Cardinals too, and make sure that the deal is something that, you know, we feel is in our interest and that we can justify. And certainly whatever financial flexibility comes out of it is a part of that. So it's all part of the calculus there. You know, at the same time, you don't want to get too picky and too cute with these things, because otherwise in a situation like this, you're just not going to end up with a deal if you do that. And, you know, that obviously wasn't going to serve anybody's interests.
Arenado's going to be in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about that. And in fact, we'll see what happens with some of the players who are on the roster, but this might end a run that the Cardinals have had for a while of having a future Hall of Famer on the active roster. It has been quite some time since they did not have somebody. And look, is there a possibility that a Mason Wynn gets there? Is there a possibility that a J.J. Weatherholt gets there? But we're talking about the Hall of Fame. You can't make any type of assumptions. There's probably a better chance that they don't. There is a better chance. Not probably. There is a better chance that they don't. So this would end the line of somebody that, and again, we'll see what things look like way, way, way down the road. It's tough to move those kind of guys, especially when they're in decline. And not in decline, but another one of those really high-level type players, we'll see if they're Hall of Fame or not, but super high-level player, was Mookie Betts. And Heim Bloom had to move him from Boston. And he talked about just the difficulty of moving these type of players, something he has done now more than once in his career.
Well, I'd like to think, and selfishly will hope and pray, that those two situations age a little bit differently. But yeah, you're right. It's not something you ever take lightly. There's not that many people in the Hall of Fame, and to talk about him as I have and as I believe that he will be one of them someday, regardless of where he's at in his career, where we are, you know, that's not something you take lightly. It's baseball royalty right there. We're mindful of that. You know, at the same time, a lot of what comes with this chair is not to let emotion and sentiment and nostalgia even override executing on what's best for this team and being fully committed to where we need to go. You know, I've talked a lot this offseason about if we are committed to this, the more we commit to it, the quicker we will get there and the better we'll be when we do. And to me, this falls into that category. So it's something that you can't not be mindful of it, but I can't dwell on it. And we can't think too much about it as long as we also think that what we're doing is the right thing for the organization.
While the focus does remain on who's leaving the team, and this isn't just for this deal. In fact, it's more so for the other deals that the team has made. It's about bringing in players to the organization that can help them win at a high level in the future. And Heim spent some time talking about the excitement of finding those future core players.
You know, I don't want to get too much into comparing situations, but just I think it's easier just to speak to what it feels like right now. You know, I think first and foremost, to be doing it the way we're doing it, the number of these that we've done so far, you're only doing something like this if you're in a position as an organization where you're not where you want to be. And so, you know, that's not why any of us do this, and that's not where any of us want to be. So, you know, it, as an indicator of where we are, you know, it obviously, you know, is a sobering thought in terms of the ground we need to cover and the distance between where we are and where we want to get. It's motivating in that regard to make sure that we get this on a track to where that's not the type of business we're doing. There's always going to be tough choices. You know, there are teams that even when they're competing for World Series, they might move veterans occasionally. They might go target prospects occasionally. That's what good organizations do. But to be doing it at scale like this is obviously indicative of us being in a position that, you know, we hope to get out of sooner rather than later. At the same time, I think it's been energizing for our group. And I hope it's been energizing for a lot of our staff just to know that, you know, we are able to kind of reboot this around a group that's hungry and a group that has a chance to come together and form its own identity. It puts a lot on us as an organization, as a staff, to make sure we're doing what we can, you know, to tend that garden and make sure that that group comes together the way that it can and the way that we believe that it will. And it's exciting to be able to hunt down talent that we think can be here for a while and can be a part of this. You know, sometimes when you talk about trading veterans, it's sort of talked about as kind of, obviously you talk about, you know, selling pieces, whatever lingo you want to use. We also view it as hunting potential core players for the St. Louis Cardinals, hunting players who can be a part of celebrations and dog piles out of there, and that have a lot of that their best is in front of them, and they have a lot of runway left to get there. And then we have the challenge then of both finding that talent and then doing everything we can to bring the best out of those guys so that they reach that ceiling. That's exciting. That's motivating. At the same time, we recognize we got a ways to go in this journey. You know, it's part of the challenge. It's part of what makes this fun, that we get a chance to get up every day and take another step closer to that. And we know that the rewards are worth it. And that motivates us to get after it while we're doing this. You know, I can go back to stuff I've talked about earlier in the offseason about the urgency with which we have got to undertake this project, even if aspects of it are longer term. That's what I mean by this, is that work that goes in this every day to make the right moves, to find the right players, to do the right things, to develop them, to help our staff come together and create that right environment and push these players to where they can get. That gives me a lot of energy. I know it gives our group a lot of energy, and that's a big part of, you know, what motivates us as an organization every day.
That's Heim Bloom. We'll take one more break, come back, and we'll hear a little bit more from what he had to say today on a day where he trades future Hall of Fame third baseman Nolan Arenado to the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
Back at it for just a few more minutes. We've got our Gas House Gang replay coming up at 8 o'clock, I believe. It was during the noon hour when this news broke, so you'll be able to relive them finding out about this trade, the Arenado trade, essentially as it happened. Wanted to continue to play back. We've got just a few minutes left in the show. Wanted to continue to play back some of the things that Bloom had to say today during his media conference. Spent a little bit of time talking about what really both second base and third base look like next year with Arenado being cleared off the roster.
Yeah, as you mentioned, still a lot of offseason left, and just the way that this offseason has gone, you know, not even for us necessarily, but even across the industry, there's still a lot of unfinished business, even though we are now in mid-January. You know, this is an area part of why I think baseball-wise, outside of the particulars of the situation with Nolan, why I think baseball-wise, this is a move that makes sense for us, is because we do have a lot of players on this club and in this organization who can help us outside of players who have already played prominent and starting roles. Obviously, Mason and Brendan, but you know, we've been talking for a long time now about wanting to get opportunity for, you know, consistent opportunity for guys like Gorman. Didn't have the year last year that we were hoping. Obviously, there were times when the opportunity was inconsistent. But there were also, you know, some of that's also on him, obviously, and he knows that. This potentially opens up more opportunity for him, for a young player like a Sejesi, who has shown flashes of being able to contribute to a winning team. You know, this may potentially open up some more lanes for him. And then obviously that's without touching on JJ and other players in the organization that can help us both short-term and long-term. So we do feel like we have really good internal options there and really interesting internal options. And that is also part of why this made sense to us outside of, like I said, the particulars with Nolan.
And Gorman is a big, big part of that. I actually got a text message from 314 a few moments ago that says, Gorman hit 205 with tons of strikeouts, and you think he can be an everyday third baseman. Stupid. If you listen to the words that come out of my mouth, you know that I'm actually kind of down on Gorman. I was very, very disappointed, as I've said about a million times. I was very, very disappointed with the way he finished the season. I was frustrated for him during the season last year when he wasn't getting the opportunity that I thought last season was about. And then during parts of the season last year, he was arguably the best hitter on the team. But he finally, when Arenado got injured, he finally got that chance to be that everyday third baseman, and he didn't take it and run with it. So I was very disappointed. But you can't run away from this guy's potential. You can't run away from this guy's upside. And a guy who's done it, he had a year where he hit 27 home runs with an 806 OPS. If he can repeat that, that's a solid offensive piece that you have. And he's got even more power beyond that if he can put it together. So just ignoring the potential and the upside of who Nolan Gorman is, that's what's not smart. Just taking a step back and looking beyond second and third, but looking at the roster construction for next year, it's going to be a really young lineup, really, really young lineup. They aren't done yet, but maybe they need to add a veteran hitter just because of how young they are.
You know, I think for the most part, and this is true on the pitching side too, we are going to be a younger team this year. I think that's a good thing given where we are. And you could argue it's a good thing in almost any situation because usually young players have more room to improve. And like I said, their best days tend to be ahead of them, and that's exciting. I do think having some experience in that position player side, having both for the talent it could provide and in the leadership would be helpful. I'm hopeful that we line up on something at some point this offseason to add that, knowing that we have moved a lot of that off of our club. It would be nice to add some of it back. Don't know yet what exactly that's going to look like, but I'd like to think that it's something that we'll be able to do between now and when we get to camp.
Last thing, there was a little bit of talk about Ryan Stanek and him being added to the roster officially. Before we get out of here, we'll play just a moment of this cut from Heim, but this is some of his thoughts on why it was good to be able to add a player like Ryan Stanek.
Well, you said it. I mean, this guy for a long time has pitched with really top end stuff, not just velocity, but you know what he can do with his arsenal in terms of off speed pitches. He's pitched in real big spots. He's got plenty of experience. He's had a lot of ups and downs that he's learned from that other people can benefit from. Obviously, I have some history with him, but that was a while ago. He was a relatively young pitcher. He was actually at the point in his career that we talk about with some of these younger players trying to establish himself, as you know, with the whole opener situation, pitching in some unique roles to do it. You know, since then, he's been in a number of different places. He's dealt with different ups and downs. And he has learned some things and also pitched in some big spots, won a World Series, has a lot of different things on his resume and a lot of willingness to share the benefit of that with other people.
That is Heim Bloom talking about Ryan Stanek and his ability to be a good veteran in the bullpen, something that it's a young group, so they got that covered. They'd be good if they could add to the position player group as well. It's been a fun one today. We've got a short show tomorrow because of SLU basketball, but we'll still have Redbird Rush Hour, so I'll talk to you then for that. A little bit of Sports Open Line. Thanks for being tuned in. This is a fun show tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.